Thanks, everyone, for downloading this highlight clip from today's show. Sex with Emily has changed. To get the full episode from today, go to sexwithemily.com, become a Friends with Benefits member, and you can download the entire episode. Thanks for listening. Okay, so we're going to move into our sex topic now.
All right.
Why she does... Okay, five reasons why she stopped having sex with you.
Because she's high maintenance, biatch. And she only wants Louis Vuitton bags. And if she doesn't get her Louis, then she's not going to have sex with you.
Number one, she's angry at you.
Yes.
And it's not because of the Louis Vuitton bag. Most women cannot be intimate with the man they're angry with. Unfortunately, many women bottle up their resentments. Your woman might be stark, raving mad at you, yet you haven't had the slightest clue you've done anything wrong. You ever had that experience?
Yeah.
It's she gets because, really mad and you don't know why?
Yeah, because she's like, you go, is there anything wrong? No, I'm fine.
Yeah. You got to like, pull it out.
Anything
I
wrong?
Get it.
No,
I get it.
I'm fine. And then eventually you go, you stop asking and they go, and then they start going off on you.
Yeah.
What the F is that about? Why are all women the same like that? Why do they do that? Where did they learn that from?
It's hard to get in touch. I think communication is really, really hard. We're not taught, like in school, we're not taught that, like how to communicate in a relationship. Like you have to learn it. And so you just like, it's hard. You think, oh my God, he's going to react. And sometimes women don't even know what they're feeling or what they're angry at. And they do bottle it up because they think like, I don't want to come across like this girl. So I'm going to keep it or maybe it'll get better. Mm-hmm. And then they just get angry, angry, angry. So the solution is to talk to her calmly, ask if you've done anything that upsets her lately. So you just, instead of asking what's wrong, yeah, to say, have I done anything lately that's upsets you? If she quickly says no, change the subject, ask her again and encourage her to be honest. It's possible that once she gets what is bothering her off her chest that you can have mind-blowing sex again. But a lot of women, I mean, and men, we hold things in. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are not in touch with that. And I'm telling you, communication is a lubrication. I've said that ad nauseum and I mean it. The better the couples communicate, the better sex they're going to have. So communicate, communicate, communicate. Don't hold things in. Whatever you're holding in right now, that thing that you think that you can't tell your partner because he's going to freak out or whatever and you're upset about something, just talk about it. Because what happens is these things build up over time. Women, men, we hold resentments and they just build up. And you can't even remember why you were mad. There's so many things. So just nip it in the bud. You got an issue with your guy. He did something that pissed you off this morning. Tell him at night dinner. Deal with it right away.
And then be able to drop it, though. If you discuss
well,
it.
Yeah,
that's another thing, too. Like, you beat a dead horse.
Yeah.
That's the problems I've had in my relationship,
they
too.
Keep coming back, like you talk about it, and they want to talk about it again and again and again.
I'm like, oh, we discussed every avenue of this conversation, and then they come back.
Right.
And they go, why did you do that? And I go, didn't I already explain it? Five effing time. Like, I stay calm.
Maybe they want to be connected. They didn't get the answer they wanted.
I stay calm. I'm not into arguing. I came from a family of divorce.
Yeah, me too.
Arguing, I do not like it. I just want to resolve an issue right away.
Right.
This is what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And then if you bring it up a couple times, that's when I'm just like, all
right,
I'm done.
Right.
Like,
right.
Get the hell out.
She keeps coming back, coming back. She can't drop it. I guess if you did something really bad, like cheated on or whatever, but you don't do things like that.
No.
Yeah. So, okay. I mean, it's not that easy, but if you ask her calmly, like, have I done anything? Whatever. Okay, number two, why she doesn't want to have sex with you? She's overwhelmed. Maybe she's not interested in sex because she's just overwhelmed with obligations. Her work, workouts, night classes, family dinners, drink with friends, cleaning the apartment, children, whatever. It's a miracle her head hasn't spun off. So when she gets home, this is the solution. Help her. Help her be less overwhelmed. Help her with dinner. Give her a massage. Do something like that. That will calm her down. Tell her she isn't allowed to do anything but have a sip of wine and relax. Do you know how nice it is when you're stressed out and you go to see your boyfriend or guy and he's like, it's okay, babe, I got it all. Just have a glass of wine and have a seat.
Okay. And then make sure, you know, you don't give him crap that week for something.
Crap? Because what do you mean? Because he was nice to you for 5 minutes?
Because he was nice to you.
Yeah. Well, it's sweet when, like, someone's really overwhelmed. I think that's true. Like, I'm really wound up. Like, this guy that I've been dating, like, I got to his house. You know I've been kind of wound up lately. And I was totally stressed out. And I got there and I was like tense. And he's like, and he did that. And he was like, do you need a glass of wine? Do you want to just have a seat? It's all good. We don't have to talk about it, whatever. And it just felt good to have someone there to be like, help me unwind. And the wine. It was helpful. I will give you that. Another reason she doesn't want to have sex with you, this is huge, huge, huge one. She feels unsexy. You know, women, they gain 3 pounds.
Yeah.
They're bloated. They have their period. She just feels unsexy. She's exhausted. Maybe someone insulted her. She's comparing herself to her friends. She doesn't feel hot. So encourage her to take some time to maybe pamper herself and to treat her to an afternoon at a spa or something like that. Sometimes no matter how many times you tell her she's hot or she looks great, women aren't going to believe it because they're just feeling fat. Mm-hmm. And it's a bummer. So sometimes just paying her a genuine compliment will help remind her how attractive you think she is. Sometimes we just need to hear that from our guy. Even if we dismiss it, we're like, you're wrong. My ass does look fat in these jeans or whatever. When a woman is feeling like, I have a lot of friends like this, like who feel, I have a very close friend who goes up and down 10 pounds. And it's common for women, 10 pounds, like 5, 10 pounds. She's tall, so it's like 10 pounds is like my 5 pounds, whatever, 10 pounds. And she feels like she can't date. She doesn't want to go out. Like, she shuts down. She does not feel sexual. And she, to me, like, she's the same, whatever. But when a woman feels unsexy, like, she's not going to want to have sex.
Yeah.
So make her feel sexy. Another reason she might not want to have sex with you is that she thinks the sex is boring.
No.
Perhaps she's just dull routine and has become like too dull for her liking. So if you catch her yawning amid sex, have sex in a different location for a solution, such as in a secluded outdoor spot. Incorporate aphrodisiacs such as chocolate and strawberries into your lovemaking. Buy her a naughty negligee or a toy. Do something that spices it up. She gets bored. Women get bored.
Strawberries and chocolate.
That's hot.
Is it?
I love strawberries and chocolate. That would be so sweet if you were like, here, honey, I have some strawberries and chocolate. You'd never do it, but I think it'd be awesome.
The cheesiness factor.
It's not cheesy. It's delicious. We love chocolate. Okay, how about just chocolate? Bar of chocolate.
Yeah, here you go. Snickers.
I know dudes. I have guy friends who keep like bars of chocolate in their freezer so they always have it for like when a woman comes over. Because a lot of women crave chocolate and it just feels good to eat chocolate. But guys don't usually have it.
I just throw a bar at you.
Guys aren't usually chocolate obsessed. And then the fifth one is that she's just no longer attracted to you. Despite what she may say to your face, she may never be in the mood for the simple reason she's no longer attracted to you. Your touch may have sent shivers through her body.
Heartless bitches.
and sometimes it took the greatest. This saddens me right now to read this because you think about when it dies in a relationship, your touch used to send shivers through her body, and it took the greatest amount of restraint to wait till you got home from the party to have sex. Mm-hmm. You know when you're first dating someone and you like can't keep your hands off each other and you're like can't wait to get home and have sex and all that, and then it's like gone. You're like, whatever, I don't want to have sex. So the solution is it might have to do with someone else. I mean, it might not have to do with you, but it could have to do with maybe she's seeing someone else. I don't know. So you got to ask her and talk about it, or maybe there is something that you're doing wrong. I don't know, but it might just be over. It's a bummer. I've actually dated someone. I was dating someone last year where I physically got grossed out by him. I dated him for 2 months.
What?
And I looked at him one morning. He got up and I was like, I am so unattracted to you. I was like repulsed. I don't know what happened. Women are weird. The switch went off, and I was like, I could not get dressed and get out of there fast enough, and I ended it.
Wow.
Yeah. Things leading up to it, and he wasn't that much kind. I don't think he had a great heart. I didn't think he said some things to me the night before that kind of turned me off and set off some alarms, and then I was just repulsed. Happened.
You're out there.
Yep. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Sex with Emily highlight clip from today's episode. To get the full episode, go to sexwithemily.com and become a Friends with Benefits member today. There's so much happening at the new sexwithemily.com. We've got daily shows with live streaming video. We've got polls. We've got blogs. We've got giveaways. There's so much happening at the site, and we just hope you all join us and support the show. So go to sexwithemily.com right now, and you can listen to this entire episode. Thanks, everyone, for supporting the show.